Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another instance of Sex Talk. I'm your host, Fresh DJ 2000, and we are launching our new fall season of the show, full of fabulous surprises, breakthrough new guests, and exciting opportunities for you, our radio listeners.
I've got two words I'm particularly excited about when it comes to the new season: professional wrestling.
And our cage is almost built here in the studio, and we're going to be having various members of the WWF coming in and performing while we're doing this show. So it promises to be an exciting season for all of us. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my delicious and tantalizing co-host Lance, as well as the enigmatic and paradoxical Andrew.
He's enigmatic and paradoxical. I don't know what those mean.
that makes you all the more enigmatic. So, Andrew, as your longtime listeners of the show will recall, that Andrew has been on once or twice.
It seemed like many shows. It was so entertaining.
Yes.
Andrew is. How much are we allowed to say about you?
What do you want to say?
You're an undergraduate here at the Carnegie Mellon campus, and powerfully attractive.
Thank you.
And actually, you know, it's interesting. I have the perfect metaphor for listeners. I actually just saw. I mean, I know I saw this a little bit late, but last night I saw the movie There's Something About Mary, and I thought it was fabulous, very enjoyable movie. And I've decided you are Mary. The movie should have been called There's Something About Andrew.
Yeah, like, I use hair gel and not, you know.
Well, I mean, seriously, like, you know, like Ben Affleck, yeah, very talented comedian, but kind of a dorky-looking guy, right? I am Ben Affleck, you are Mary, you've got all these guys, like, orbiting around you, and the question is, like, by the end of the semester, do you think you and I will hook up and fall in love? Sorry to put you on the spot, but I have to know so I can plan my semester.
We'll have to see the sequel.
I'll be taking bets as soon as I get the book odds up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. So, but seriously, I mean, and I was serious. Like, being as powerfully attractive and debonair as you are, like, don't you have a bunch of, like, as Mary did, a bunch of, like, crazy killer stalker freaks that are, like, always following around and, like, leaving stuff in your mailbox? Or what?
That's what PFAs are for.
PFA.
Like, legal restraints.
Like a restraint.
Not like wrist restraints, legal restraints.
What does PFA stand for specifically?
I don't know.
But it's a restraining order.
Wait.
PFA.
And you have taken out restraining orders?
Yeah. I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Wow. How many? Can we count them on
just one
hand?
Just one.
Okay.
Interesting. Is this? I mean, I'm very tempted to ask you what that's about, but I don't know how sensitive a legal issue this is.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. It was just a X. That wouldn't leave me alone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. New subject.
Okay, so
well, Andrew, I have a question.
Okay,
the last time you were here, you were with a charming young fellow named Tom.
Yes, Tom. Tom's not here tonight. We don't know where Tom is. I tried to contact him multiple times.
Do you have an idea where he might be?
He's got a new boyfriend. And I'm sure maybe they're together, you know?
So nice, do you think it's working out well for Tom?
I'm sure it is. I mean, he's a very nice guy.
I know him. You know Tom's new boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
How well do you know Tom's new boyfriend?
I know him rather well.
Really?
Let's just leave it at that.
To clarify some things about the show.
Let's,
I mean, maybe
ahead.
Your assumptions are a little bit different. The show is not about leaving it at that.
I know. I tried really hard.
The show is about getting to the nitty gritty.
Yes, the show is about making me air my dirty laundry all over the radio.
So I just came back from rollerblading, and I'm still wearing my athletic gear. Do you find this kind of open crotch, come hither posture? I mean, I know that there's like food drip on my shirt, which is kind of a problem.
And the smell is rather pungent, but you know.
I was going to take a shower, but my co-host ordered me not to for various reasons, which I won't really go into.
That is so untrue.
Did you not tell me that I should not take a shower?
I just wanted Andrew to show up and be greeted by one of us. That's all I wanted.
Whatever.
I didn't want Andrew to be left alone in the...
And I was here a little bit earlier. No one was here, so
really?
I did leave. And
you were early?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Surprising. That's okay.
So, but you could have gone on the sports show.
Well, no, that's too much testosterone for me. Good God.
I didn't think... Is there a point when someone is too male for you? I mean, I would think you're all about... get in men.
Too male?
Yeah, I mean, the excess of testosterone would seem to be a good thing. Like, you can't get... I would think you wouldn't be able to get enough testosterone. Like, for example, me. Like, to go back to my original question, this very kind of... that's supposed to be a very masculine... I mean, is this arousing? Are you... Is this attractive? Is this working for you? Think Ben Affleck. I mean, you're not always going to get...
I'm thinking like, Ben Affleck, like, but the fact that one of your socks is pulled up and the other one is pushed down, that is really bad.
Okay. So, both down, is that better? Or you want to...
Yeah, that is right. Both.
So, I mean, think you're Cameron Diaz or whatever... Is that what her name is?
That was Cameron Diaz.
And so, like, and she's, like, super hot, right? I mean, even I can recognize that she's...
And are you playing everyday schlub Ben Stiller?
Yes, exactly. And so...
Let me ask you a question. Who's the counterpart of future Hall of Famer NFL quarterback Brett Favre in this analogy?
Who?
In There's Something About Mary, one of Mary Stalkers is NFL quarterback Brett Favre.
It's probably pronounced like Favre.
It's pronounced Favre.
Why?
I don't know, because he likes that better than Favre. Okay. I'm sure the sports show guys would know.
Yeah, actually...
I don't.
That would probably have to be producer Kate in the scenario.
That was my thinking, exactly, actually.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, you're super hottie Cameron Diaz, and you're not going to get somebody, you're just not going to get somebody as good looking as you are. I mean, there's just by the odds, you know, the most of the people that are going to be following you around are going to be, like, skankier. And so you want someone skanky like myself.
But DJ 2000, what about the potential for cloning? Maybe if he just holds out for 5 minutes.
Cloning would be really interesting.
Would you like to have sex with yourself? Or, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I would top or bottom. I wouldn't know which one I'd want to do.
Interesting. Well, you'd both have the same... You'd have to both be willing to be versatile otherwise.
We both would be. Yeah.
Well, let me point out that cloning doesn't mean duplicating the exact brain configuration, right?
No. Just means I still wouldn't know which one I would want.
True, but you could subject your clone to years of childhood abuse, thus forcing him to want to be a bottom.
Okay, yeah, that's too much involved.
I'm sure there are private companies that will pick up the slack and will use your clones for you.
Yeah, I think you can get that service done at the Neverland Ranch, actually.
That's horrible.
Well, good, because he's not bringing in money from his singing anymore.
Right. Oh, by the by, if you want to call into the studio, please access your telephone and call us at 621-9728. I feel obligated to say that if you're on the CMU campus, you can just dial 89728. I'll repeat those numbers again if you're scurrying off to get a pencil in just a few minutes.
Or you can remember them as 621-WRCT.
Interesting.
So back to the real subject of the show.
I feel like I haven't gotten a straight answer. I'm like, would you just like, would I have to pay you to like go out with me or like
would
have sex
with
me?
What to go out with me?
Do you have to be sufficiently drunk? I mean, what's it going to take to get you to like, drunk. To get you like, you know, come down to my street
and party?
Stay a spell.
Stay a spell.
Or is it just like, if you're out of my league, just say so. But I think our listeners need to know. I mean, because really, we want to peer into the mind of the beautiful people. We want to know how you think.
How old are you?
I'm a very young 33.
Really? That's borderline.
Interesting. So I'm like, okay.
Oldest man I ever dated was 32.
Interesting. So there's a whole, like, age criterion.
Yes.
Wait. I'm sorry. I actually reject this whole thing on philosophical grounds because, like...
Philosophical grounds?
Yeah. I mean, like, you had to ask me how old I was. I mean, you should be able to form your opinion of me without knowing my numerical age. I mean, what is that?
I'm not just giving something to fall back on.
Yeah, well...
How old would you have guessed he was?
Crotch.
Oh, as the crotch. Okay, great. You do have athletic gear on. Great.
Well...
Yeah, I see it.
Spandex. Those shirts are doing a wonderful job of compressing your thighs.
Good God.
Look, I'm rollerblading. I have a very firm ass.
Okay.
Can I say ass on the radio? Firm ass?
Yes, you may say ass.
I guess
so. Actually, I rollerblade in my assless chaps.
That's disgusting.
No, it's really good because...
It keeps them soft and tender. That's what he always tells me.
Okay. So, did you know?
Like, I don't believe that you're one of the beautiful people. I mean, if you can, like, what? So what happens? You know, if
can't
you're
we nig that?
If you, I just you're just not
you said it. It's
you're just not handling my come on very well. Like, I mean, let's imagine we were
that's a come on.
Well, whatever.
No wonder you don't get any.
Well, the show's
you just open your crotch up and say, hey, how about this?
Well, I'm very direct. I feel like getting just right to the point.
The show is taking a dramatic turn.
I know. It's like hook up with the DJ.
If you don't like the goods. By the way, if you want to hook up with a DJ, call in. 621-9728.
No, but one thing you forget is that the show is not about reality. It's more performance art than anything else.
Mm. I can perform. Ooh, dead silence.
2000, okay.
I'm hearing something. This is like that movie, The Sixth Sense. I think I hear the dead walking around me, and like you guys can't because...
No, I can hear the dead as well.
Okay, that's interesting.
But you know what they're saying.
Yes.
Keep the show moving. Say funny things.
Okay. I mean, so the question is, so here's the question. Like, I mean, I used to be
He really dwells on this, doesn't he?
I used to get hit on when I was younger.
No, but I don't think you understand the power you have in this room.
Mm.
Really?
I soaked up all the testosterone.
No, but actually, this is an interesting point. Back to the
out
testosterone.
Out with the bad and with the good.
So if we think about sort of the testosterone being sort of the male thing and
yes.
some other equivalent of female thing, strippers with enormous breasts, like 64 double D breasts.
Estrogen
doesn't really have those.
Progesterone?
Estrogen doesn't really have the same connotations that testosterone does, right?
Breasts are useless.
Sweet honey?
Well, to you, perhaps.
Oh, that's right. You're straight. I forget that.
We all do.
God.
Sometimes Lance forgets
what happened
himself,
to that cute boy that was here last time?
Cute boy? See, that's just
the older man.
He's older than I am.
You mean
Con Sarnet?
The Spanish gentleman?
Yes.
Juan Pablo, DJ Juan Pablo.
DJ Juan Pablo.
He's very attractive.
Well, why him and not me? What is DJ Juan Pablo got that I've not got besides this kind of like Spanish international?
I think that's it.
I mean, he's very fey. Like
so
I could. Coral,
yes, I thought he was gay.
Interesting.
All you need is bronzer and some accent lessons, apparently, and you're all set. But anyways, so there is a certain segment of the male population, the straight male population, that loves women with enormous displays of femininity, i.e. breasts, right?
Great.
And we earlier got to the point about, we were earlier talking about there being too much testosterone in the room, right?
Yes. It's gone now.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
It's all right here,
but
baby.
The point is, again, as an outsider to the gay community, I have to ask, is this a universal feeling that excessive amounts of testosterone, metaphorically speaking, are an unattractive thing?
Well, sometimes. I don't want to date a guy that belches, scratches his crotch and, you know, I don't know.
Isn't there sort of the ideal
slaps
of the...
Slaps me on the back.
Super macho...
Monster truck rally?
Yeah, no.
No?
No ripped flannel, no.
Well, I mean... Generally, there's a difference between what Andrew here goes for and what, generally speaking, gay men go for. I mean, there's some gay men that are very into the whole like lumberjack vibe.
There are.
Right. But are
you one of those men?
No, I'm more into the sort of tragically pouty. As I've said many times, the tragically pouty sort of.
Could one confused. Take those two words and combine them into one?
Like
you have a big old like Prozac-ridden mess. If you had that.
You would be, or the tragically pouty person would be?
He would be.
Prozac-ridden mess? For a minute, I think he said Prozac-ridden mess, which would have been sort of chilling.
Cossack, what does that mean? Is that some sort of new wonder drug?
I don't know. I think that's the dead people that are always surrounding me, talking to me. Mm. Said that word. I don't know what it means. And that's all. That's a hard thigh, baby.
That's great.
Seriously, you're going to, 10 years from now, when, like, you're all, like, bitter and jaded, and, like, all of these beautiful men you've been with have rejected you or just turned out to be losers. You're going to wish...
Wait a sec.
...you had some of this fine action right here.
Why are we assuming that Andrew's life will descend into a morass of bitter recrimination?
Because yours has? Exactly.
Because I'm the best thing that ever happened to you, baby. What? You're pointing at me. What? Oh. What's happening? No.
Okay. I it's the urge. You get that glint in your eye, and I can't help but point.
Okay.
Well, let me ask this then. DJ 2000 has often spent entire shows filling the air with nothing but angst over his future as a sexual being, as an aging gay man.
Really, the 30s are hard, man.
Yes, but what do you envision happening for yourself?
Lots of plastic surgery.
No, really?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Pectoral implants?
I hope not. I plan to keep myself in good enough shape.
Butt lifts?
I hope not.
Calf inserts? Penile implants. Do you think you'll ever lose your ability to maintain?
But I think he just wants to maintain.
Mm.
Correct?
Yeah, as long as I, stay you know, a certain level. Like, there's a certain point in your life where you're going to have to realize that, you know what, you shouldn't be going to the bars. You shouldn't be trying to pick up people at a certain age, you know, because, you know.
Just, what should you be doing then?
You should have...
Sobbing?
No, not sobbing. By then you should find someone that you have a relationship with and that you have a good friendship and you can...
Wait. So you're saying, like, the whole, like, gay, cruisy pickup lifestyle is
disgusting.
Is only for the young.
No. The young and the people who can't get any.
So, like, when you're young and attractive... I mean, you are suggesting that young and attractive people should behave a certain way, and then once you get kind of skanky and older,
old and trolly people,
you should settle
There's
down.
A reason you call it a troll.
You should settle down with some like one of your old trolly friends and just like.
No, I feel that the older I get, I think once I reach my mid-thirties, I will find a life partner that I can, you know, settle down. It doesn't mean I'm a troll or anything. It means that my life is stable and my finances should be secure and I should be confident enough to start my life.
You know, as a PhD candidate in the School of Computer Science, I have very promising financial prospects.
Do you?
So
I think I cost a little bit too much for you.
Oh, you'd be surprised, you know. I may, you know, stock options, and I may get involved in some. I may be the best thing that ever happened to you, Barry.
You throw around monetary figures in the context of your own sexuality so freely, Andrew.
Me?
Yeah.
That's okay. What's wrong with that?
How much do you cost? I mean, just so I get a ballpark.
How much do I cost?
I mean, I might have to. I could work this into my own salary negotiations.
I don't cost anything.
Oh.
It's just, you know.
But you did suggest that
I could. You got to show the respect. You got to show the love.
I couldn't afford.
You probably couldn't afford.
Well, right. So that you're thinking of a number that apparently I can't make, and so I want to know what that number is.
True. DJ 2000, I see love coming out of you, but no respect. Mm.
This is all about love.
I don't see the wallet coming out yet, so. It might be a bulge, but it's not from a wallet, so it's okay.
Those are my wallet's in my other pants.
Yeah. As we all take a drink of our milk.
It's not just going to happen. What about Tom? You know, maybe I should go for Tom. I mean, you know,
he's more of the all American boy.
He's the Samson to your Delilah.
That implies that Tom is stable and brave-hearted, and Andrew is somehow dangerous.
Yeah, let's not talk about Tom without Tom here to defend himself.
Well, Tom could call in. He could, like, pull himself up from the crotch of this, like, skanky new boyfriend of his for just a moment to call in. 621-9728, the phone numbers. It's not like it – come on, people. It's not like it takes that much effort to dial seven digits. I mean, look, you know, I put myself out every single week to provide entertainment
for you.
You
put out every week and still you're empty-handed.
And still I get nothing. Nothing. did I mention the numbers? 621-972. Did I mention our hot website? www.sex... I'm speaking. www.sex-talk.org. The dash is very important. Sex-talk.org.
Because if you don't include it, you'll just run into pornography, and God knows you wouldn't want to see that.
Is it org or com?
It's org.
It is?
Yes. If you go to com, you'll get more pornography, and we know you don't want to see that either.
Okay.
So I heard a rumor about you.
Really?
There's a rumor that I have trouble believing personally.
On the internet, or you heard it from friends, or where did this rumor come from?
Please,
can you whisper it to me?
I don't kiss and tell. No, I think our audience deserves to hear this rumor.
Oh, my God.
So somebody said that you had a crush on a girl.
Oh, my.
Wait. So let me see if I understand this rumor correctly. You're saying Andrew here, who is by sexual orientation a homosexual, has a crush on a woman, which would be in conflict with your own professed homosexuality.
Sure. Maybe that's part of the paradox that is, Andrew.
I can't believe this is on the radio.
Interesting.
And you heard this from who? Not to say
both John and Phil.
Both John and Phil.
I think was it in our viewer mail or was an anonymous call or something? I mean, we have information feeding it to us.
I hide behind the shield of the First Amendment as a responsible journalist.
Okay.
But before we get into this, I would be remiss if I didn't point out that DJ 2000 is often, despite being an avowed homosexual, has often flirted with the idea of going straight.
Because women are very forgiving. They like men that get a little older, a little skankier. You know, they go there. You know, they don't surface qualities
in other words,
are less
women appealing. Women will let you like they allow you to let yourself go a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, dress badly, skanky haircut, so on.
Yes, but God knows that's my only
Are you dating
hope.
A woman right now?
No, not exactly. Although I have this, I've been stalking Esta Tro.
Isn't that a dry queen?
Well,
we can't tell. She's on the news.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Without genetic DNA analysis, I don't think we can fully verify. So this woman that you have a crush on, this is a fellow undergraduate or professor, or who is this? And how did this develop? And what is special about? Does she look especially boyish?
No, she does not.
Interesting. So because you know there's this danger. Like, have you ever had this happen to you? Like, you're in a crowd or something, and you see some, like, hot man, and you get closer, and you find out it's actually a woman, and then you lose all
that
sense
happened
of
to me at Eton Park last night.
Really? Eton Park?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How ironic.
And my family was actually with me, and I looked over to my father and I said, Dad, what is that over there? And he's like, that's a guy. I said, no. Wait until she stands up. She stood up, and she wasn't wearing a bra. And she was just not very large and looked exactly like a man. Kind of surprised me.
But you weren't attracted to this person.
No, it just surprised me.
And the irony that I was trying to explain is that I've seen people who I've been attracted to, and then once I've discovered that they were female, I've lost my attraction, and then I had to question my own assumptions, like, you know, why is my attraction based on my knowledge of their gender? Why can't it just be based on?
I think that feeling is a human universal because it's happened to me in the opposite situation where I've seen a man and I thought it was a woman at first.
Fascinating.
Wow.
So this woman you have a crush on that this.
That's not the case.
Does she have an extra Y chromosome or something? Is she some kind of genetic freak? Or
she's
is it
tall and brutish?
No, she's not tall. No.
Is there a popular media figure that she resembles in some way?
No.
So how did this happen? Why her? Why is she special? What?
Is she an ectomorph, an endomorph, or a mesomorph?
I don't know what any of those are. Oh, okay.
I am a mesomorph. Am I? So there's tall and skinny versus short and stocky versus in between, right? Those are
she's
three.
Very wonderful.
Please.
I can't describe it.
Her persona is so wonderful that it's transcending the normal barriers to sexuality.
Yes.
What do you mean by
that
crush?
That is wonderful indeed.
So what do you mean by crush? I mean, when you think about her, do you think about, like, sucking on her penis? I mean, that would be impossible.
She doesn't have one.
Right. That's what I'm trying to...
So that would be kind of difficult. And, you know, I'm sorry if she's listening. I can't believe this is happening. I do apologize.
Well, we haven't given our name yet, although
we
can.
No, and we will not.
Is her name Nancy?
No. We're not going to go through the whole alphabet.
I thought it was Magenta.
No.
Claire?
That's horrible.
do you fantasize about her sexually?
Do I fantasize about her?
What would you do? I mean, what would you do with her sexually? I mean, she would have to wear the strap on, right? I mean, like, do you actually?
Could you imagine, like, looking behind you or on top of you and seeing the strap on and then two breasts coming at you? I can't imagine that.
No, that would be a nightmare.
She could wear an excessively constricting sports bra and some sort of overshirt.
Although lots of heterosexual men, as I try to say every show, the Blowfish catalog, which you can go to at www.blowfish.com.
They still haven't sent you any free gifts.
Yeah, I don't know why. It has this video called Bend Over Boyfriend, and this is about heterosexual women and couples who want to, like, penetrate the male.
In fact, we had a caller a few shows ago who prompted an extensive discussion about this.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Interesting. Very excellent point. I'm trying to be more supportive.
I don't think I'd like that at all.
What, being penetrated by a woman?
No, I don't think I would like that.
True. So, but you haven't answered the question. Is she a sexual being in your head to you?
Is she a sexual being in my head?
Like, look deep inside yourself. And I mean, have you asked yourself why you have a crush on this woman and what it really means to you? Like, why her?
Why her?
Is she especially nice?
Yes.
I think we already established it's a personality.
It's a personality. It's a overall appearance. It's a everything.
So, but let me ask you this: if push came to shove, and her hand found its way mysteriously down your pants, how are you going to react?
How would I react? I think I'd be a little bit alarmed at first. It's been about 5 years since a woman's done that. But
interesting.
Yeah, it has. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. But I have, you know, we've gone out, we've partied,
Have you made out?
Experienced a love that dare not speak its name.
You guys are horrible. Why did you guys ask me these questions?
It's because one of the mandates of the show, as set out in our WRCT public service report, is to plumb the depths of the mystery.
Yes.
That is Andrew.
Any question unasked is a terrible tragedy for not only ourselves, but our listeners.
there is a definite attraction, physical attraction. How far I would take that attraction, I do not know.
She's Asian, isn't she?
No, she's not.
Really?
No, but when I was in high school, I did date Asian women.
Exclusively?
Almost.
Did that attraction carry over into men?
No. It doesn't.
That's very interesting. See, the reason I sense the Asian vibe is just because...
please, God, you look, let that be her.
You look kind of like an anime hero. Like, you know...
He does sort of look like an anime hero for our listeners who can't...
Like a what?
Like an anime hero, the Japanese action cartoons.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
You'd be a big star in Japan.
Great. Fabulous. Oh, okay.
Okay, so,
does this woman know that she's wasting her time?
And is she wasting her time?
It's a very good friendship. It's a very good friendship. And
but aren't you afraid you're leading her on only to break her heart on the icy rocks of your homosexuality?
No.
I believe we have a caller.
Hello?
Hello. Thank you so much for calling, and welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys are giving Andy a hard time here about, I guess, having straight tendencies. Is that right?
Primarily what we're trying to exploit is why he's not more attracted to me, but yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. I just thought it was interesting because isn't it a lot of straight people often have gay tendencies? Like, why is it such a surprise standard? What's wrong with homosexuals having some straight tendencies?
Are you accusing us of holding Andrew gay man to a higher standard than we'd hold a straight man?
A higher standard. I don't know if I would consider it a higher standard.
I would.
To be attracted to women. I don't.
So I think that's an excellent, extremely perceptive question. So I would like to ask the caller what your sexual orientation is.
I am straight, but I've experimented, shall we say.
Interesting. So you've been with other women, or at least maybe had a couple of tentative forays into the forbidden world of lesbianism.
I've been with one woman.
Really? Interesting.
Purely under experimental terms.
What does that mean, in a lab coat with beakers nearby?
A Bunsen burner?
it was going to be physical and exploring, and that's all it is.
So why do people do this, do you think? Do you think people in their lives, like, have to try, like, the gay thing, or whatever the opposite of their sexual orientation is? Do you think they just do it, like, a couple of times just to sort of, as an experiment, and then they're done with it? Or do you think, is it a kind of a lifelong pattern? Like, you know, in the future, might you find yourself in that situation again? Or do you feel like you've already gone down that path and you can close that door now?
I think for some people, I mean, it's both, obviously. I know that there's people who have talked about how they just wanted to see what it was like and it was over. And I have to only draw for me personally. It would get me excited to think about another woman. So it's like, but supposedly, 30% of women fantasize about other women but don't necessarily act upon it?
So, caller, you said that it would still get you excited to think about another woman. So what's stopping you?
What's stopping me from doing it again?
Yes.
There weren't the sparks that I thought there were going to be.
So it's a question of chemistry, then?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
But, it's always about chemistry. I mean, you can't, it would be a shame to, to close some particular avenue just because it wasn't working out with a particular person.
Exactly. So let's say Andy's found this person and it happens to be a woman, but if the chemistry is there.
But I think you misunderstand what we're doing here. We're not criticizing Andy. We're just trying to probe the exact shape, the dimensions of his feelings.
They want to know if I just got with this girl or not, basically.
Please. You underestimate us.
So I do have two questions for Dan. I would like the caller to participate in this discussion because I think this is an extremely perceptive caller, and she's helping us define this question. So, Andy, let's imagine this woman. We'll call her Nancy for now.
Okay, let's call her
Nancy. So you and Nancy really hit it off, and you find that it is time to go to the next level and you have a fabulous, sexual affair. Mm-hmm. Could you settle down with Nancy and say, have her be the life partner you were talking about before? Or what?
That's a very good question. A lot of gay men have the big issue about, are they going to get married? Are they going to have kids? Because you're gay, you're not supposed to get married and have kids, but yet you were raised by your family in order Oh, God, he's rubbing.
I have to adjust my genitalia there.
Great.
Please proceed.
Notice to use one hand and not two.
Oh, I use the other hand for eating.
Correct.
And the other hand for, well, and the other hand for wiping, right?
But I don't know.
What just happened?
It's okay. I'll continue. But
look, I have an unusually large package. And
I'm missing out on all of this,
Yeah, but it's okay. Be glad it's radio.
After the question, we'll try to create a word picture for you.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I don't know. I can't honestly tell you what would happen.
Oh, for sweet, sassy molasses. I mean, come on. I mean, isn't it true that there's no way you would settle down with this woman? Because you are, actually, when it comes down to it, a gay man. And you could not...
You'd be in the locker room, your eyes would stray.
Yeah, and you could not do without that feeling of a...
But don't people's eyes stray anyway? Like, I don't know. I don't think that it wouldn't be the sexual...
What are you doing? Oh, stop touching the microphone.
Sorry,
you're upsetting us.
It's phallic.
Are you getting turned on by this prospect?
Yeah. That's just, okay. I'm at a loss for words.
I
think there would be something missing from my physical sexual being.
And not just a big slab of hot meat up your back door. I mean.
Oh my goodness.
Well, really, I mean, seriously, that's the best part about being in a gay relationship is getting
a big slab of meat.
Getting the big one.
Not just a gay relationship. Women crave that too, you know.
Really? So. So you're talking about like vaginal sex or anal sex?
Vaginal.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if I had a vagina, I would crave it too. But you know, we make do with what we have. But with what we're providing.
Progress is a wonderful thing, though. I guess
if you like, maybe. I guess as long as it would have to, the relationship would have to have some amount of openness.
Ah, the openness card gets played.
Yes,
okay.
The openness card would have to be dealt.
Well, that's not fair for her.
What if there's
why not? She
what if there's a third?
Other hot
what if there's a meet? Common third party involved?
I think we've got a movie.
There could be a common third party involved.
Imagine it was Brett Favre.
Third party involved.
And I'm not saying Brett Favre was bisexual, but imagine he was.
A straight person or a gay person?
You'd have to be bisexual, I assume.
I guess they would have to be bisexual, but, or...
Boy, imagine the three ways that you could have in that scenario.
There's only one three-way, because
I think it would be unfair if it was a gay... I mean, it'd be gay or straight. I think it'd be unfair. So it would have to be a bisexual person.
Wow. That would be a way of organizing human relationships and love that our society has not previously sanctioned.
Well, I have issues with threesomes anyway, so... I think that messes up a relationship.
What are those issues exactly?
Oh, with threesomes? I think, like, the two people who are together, that would totally mess up their relationship.
Mm.
Add a third person.
Are you speaking from personal experience, or is this
No, I'm not. This is purely hypothetical.
So have you ever had a threesome? I'm just to be 100% clear here.
No, I have not.
Interesting.
Two and a half some?
No.
More? Four?
I've been offered, but no.
Really? And so why did you explain to me why you would decline such an offer.
I didn't want to mess up the friendships that I did have with those two people. I think it would be fabulous for that one night and that moment. I think we would all have a great time.
Mm.
But I think after that, me personally would feel extremely awkward.
So you're not an inherent believer to the philosophy of, as they say in Latin, carpe diem, seize the day.
Okay, I've done a little bit of that, but I have some limits.
Although, caller, I have to say that I dated a woman once, and she actually asked to bring another woman into the mix, and I said no. Mm-hmm. I have been berated repeatedly by every straight man I've ever told that story to.
Well, not just the straight. I mean, I would like to join the straight crowd. I mean, what is wrong with you?
I think it's a spinal problem.
I see. No, I had a man that I was dating that I told him I was interested in women, and of course he gets all excited, right? All straight men, this is like their fantasy to women. And he asked if he could watch, and that completely offended me.
Ooh.
I wouldn't want that at all.
You would just want to be alone in the room with the other woman.
Exactly.
Well,
interesting.
I've had a threesome.
Just one threesome?
What? Yes. Good God.
What?
And it was with two friends, and it was... Amazing.
So I have this theory. So I have this question. This has always surprised me. Like, you know, in the movies and TV and so on, there's this whole, like, there's some kind of bizarre notion that, like, sex destroys the friendship. Like, why do we all have this assumption? Why can't sex just, like, be orthogonal to the friendship.
Thank you.
Thank
Wait,
you.
No, but I've personally seen sex do a Sherman's march right through a friendship.
Oh,
I think that all depends on if one person is hiding their true feelings for somebody.
Well, I think sex sort of evokes feelings that – this is almost an argument, actually. I think that sex often invokes feelings that the relationship may not be prepared for.
Exactly. I think you're right.
Interesting. Wait. Well, sorry, this is going on so many levels that I can't even contain all the possibilities in my own head. First of all, I had a breakthrough idea. What if you and Nancy got together, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
and in order to provide your gay outlet and Nancy's straight outlet, Lance and I joined your relationship to form a foursome. Now, what? Maybe the caller could drop by periodically for.
Are we gonna bring another woman into this scenario?
You know, the more the merrier, as long as.
Oh my goodness.
As long as no one's really like.
I don't know. I don't think.
Look, I work out. I mean, what is the problem here? I mean, I'm really.
Oh my goodness. I don't think I could bring another person actually into it as a threesome, as a complete relationship, simply because of the emotional or the safety factor. I couldn't imagine, you know.
Well, the safety factor can be dealt with.
Yeah.
Depending on the person, right? It's the emotional factor that's the real issue, right?
Either way, I wouldn't jeopardize the relationship I had with the first person, be it male or female. I wouldn't jeopardize that.
Physical things like that work when you kind of talk about it before, right?
Yeah.
Kind of establish what we're going to do.
You have to establish your boundaries.
It's going to be fun.
Wait, what do you mean establish the boundaries? Like, I can do this with your mouth, but I can't do it with her mouth.
No, just say, are we going to have fun? Is this just going to be fun? Are we going to do
this? Or is
this just
like,
enjoy each other?
Like emotional baggage with it?
Oh, so you essentially set out the emotional limits to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Instead of physical limits.
Yeah. That's doable.
So, DJ 2000, I believe you had a second question.
Oh,
I had a second question?
Oh, no.
Go ahead, caller.
If you have a question, please go ahead with it.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Actually, I did have something else. It's for Andy. Would you do a woman, I guess,
Wait,
Nancy?
You say Andy as if you know him.
Interesting. Is this Nancy on the phone herself? Are you the woman that Andy has a crush on? Good God, it's all been revealed.
I don't know. I didn't know Andy had a crush on anybody.
Oh, please, don't be quiet. We see right through your little charade. I knew there was a certain sexual tension between the two of you, and I couldn't quite place my finger on it, but now it becomes all too crystal clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Carl. What's your question?
My question was, would he sleep with a woman if another man was involved?
Involved how? Like, involved in running the hotel room? Involved in filming it? Involved actually touching the couple?
Right. Both people. Like... having sex with both of them.
Would I actually have penetration?
Yes.
Yes. Oral? No.
What do you mean oral? Are we talking about cunnilingus here? Are you like? Are you saying you're unwilling to perform cunnilingus on a woman?
I never have.
But would you?
What about Nancy?
I think if the guy was watching, I probably would.
Just to excite him, though.
Both. To excite both. But, I mean, it would...
But that would be what tipped you over the edge.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Do you think you'd be... I mean, like, is there, like...
I think I'd be good at it?
Yeah, is there, like...
I'd be good at it.
Well, like, why? You've never... I mean, like, you know, I mean, cunnilingus is its own special art, right? I mean, like, it's not like... I mean, fellatio and cunnilingus are presumably two different things, right? I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, presumably you have to have, like, practice with a woman and she has to tell you what she likes and so on.
Yeah, which would be even, like, a... You know, if I didn't know what I was doing and she told me what to do, then that would even maybe heighten it. I don't know.
Oh, you like being told what to do.
I think everyone does.
Interesting. So maybe I've been taking the wrong approach with you. What?
Okay, stop right there.
Uh-oh.
I believe we lost the caller.
Did we lose the caller? Oh, that was so tragic because she was so full of insight and perceptivity. Anyway, if you need to call back.
Is that anything like intelligentosity?
If you need to call back, the numbers remain 621-9728 and 268-9.
If there are any other women that would like to sleep with our guest Andrew, please, we urge you to call.
Great.
268-9728.
Or men, I'm single.
Look, I'm giving the phone numbers. Just both of you stop.
Okay.
621-9728. 268.
DJ 2000, where's the love? Where's the spirit of lighthearted banter that in better days...
He's just mad because I won't sleep with him.
Well, Like, you pretty, surely you've been with someone like uglier than I am. I'm not like that bad, right? Like, what's the problem? I know I'm a little overweight right now, but I mean, isn't this whole like weight thing kind of a societal?
I think you're using this whole like, ooh, I have a radio show just to get me to sleep with you.
Not just a radio show, but a promising, you know, promising computer science career and
a promising computer science career
and like, you know, my hot rollerblading.
You don't have them on right now. There are porns. I've seen porn where people are having sex with their rollerblades on. Still.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously. Interesting.
And how did that work out?
Are they having sex while, like, rollerblading?
No, that would be kind of difficult.
Speaking of bizarre porn.
Oh, good God. I can't believe you're just going to say this on the air.
What
disgusting.
Do you mean? No, excuse me. Our primary goal is to inform and educate our listeners.
So there's a new story that I'd like to, as my responsibility as news director of Sex Talk, that I'd like to.
And one little bit is that Andrew in no way is a part of this act.
Oh, please. Your pathetic denials mean nothing to our listeners.
Go right ahead.
A part of what act? A part in bringing news to the public and informing the world?
This news, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So you're protesting this news on principle?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's pretty simple. The headline, woman charged with stomping mice in porn video.
Did you say stomping mice?
Yes.
Interesting.
Los Angeles. A woman was ordered Thursday to stand trial on animal cruelty charges after a judge viewed part of a pornographic videotape that showed her apparently stomping mice to death. Hmm. Municipal court judge Bruce Minto. Isn't that sort of a porn star name, Bruce Minto?
Well, either that or he's like the leader of like, you know, a whole federation of, you know, alien...
Mentos commercials?
Alien beings. Well, that too, but I was thinking, you know, Praetor Minto of the
That's
electoral
because
continuum.
You're a CS major.
Look, you know,
that's the only reason you think
back,
of that.
Back to the news story. After viewing the tape, the judge ordered Diane Chaffin, 35, to appear in court in suburban West Covina. What's a 35-year-old person making a porn video for?
Yeah, really, well, seriously, look.
September 9th, answer three felony charges of torturing, maiming, and killing mice. Each charge carries up to 3 years in jail.
Look, let me just say, you know, 10 years from now, you're going to be in your, like, crappy little Vegas hovel, you know, like, you're like... $300 a month apartment, wishing, smoking, drinking, and wishing you had just, like, taken me up on this offer because, you know.
Wishing that I was sitting with
sister,
you on your nasty striped couch in your
WRC. Your looks aren't going to last, baby, and you're going to wish you got some of the
last.
Real thing.
DJ 2000, what happened to our policy of not insulting the guests?
I guess it's beyond that. I guess you realize since I won't sleep with them, what's he got to lose?
What does he got to lose? He's got to lose the scintillating.
He's got to lose that weight. That's what he's got to lose. Good God.
Well, I was going to say he's got to lose the scintillating conversation and unique point of view that you bring to the show.
Yeah.
But clearly, that's not as important as the weight.
I think I got him on that one.
Anyways, prosecutors allege that the video was shot in Chaffin's parents' house by her co-defendant, Gary Thomason. She's a 35-year-old
living
woman
with her parents?
Making porn in her parents' house. He surrendered in Minto's court shortly after Chaffin had been ordered to stand trial and faces the same charges.
What state is this in?
California.
Oh. The pornography, like West Virginia or something?
Pornography capital of the world.
Oh.
According to court papers, investigators found numerous live animals and several so-called crush videos in which animals are killed by nude men and women. Generally during sex acts in Thomason's home.
I've heard of the gerbil thing, but never the rat thing.
True, but that's also explicitly sexual, whereas this seems strangely
disgusting,
asexual.
Disgusting, yeah.
As many as 2,000 crush videos are for sale on the internet, according to police.
Do you have a URL for some of those crush videos that we can share?
www.crush.com? I don't know.
I do not have a URL, personally.
Okay.
But the biggest question is, one... Okay, we should make an official Sex Talk policy that we deplore crush videos.
Right, I mean, I love animals. More than, you know, almost anybody
else. How much
else.
Do you love animals?
That leads to another question. If you had to sleep with an animal, which animal would it be?
I wouldn't. I'd go without.
I think a dolphin, actually.
Really?
Because, they're known, like, you know, they're known for being very randy. And, like, a lot of people have had sex with or, like, been raped by dolphins in the wild. I mean, dolphins are very... Kind of, they're like.
Nice to feel the sort of brooding,
people
brutish
have been raped
lumberjack
by dolphins.
Yeah, there was actually didn't we have a
DJ 2000? I believe we have another caller.
Oh.
Thank God, because that was disgusting.
Caller.
Hi.
How
are you?
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Program.
I just wanted to say that you guys were talking before about how you know Andy, you know, being a gay male has you know these straight tendencies. what does he think about the straight men on campus and around town that have the gay tendencies?
Ooh, ultra fascinating.
I think I live in West Wing, room 3.
Okay, so let's focus on this. So do you give an extra special, if someone's straight and wants to, like, go gay, does that, like...
Will
I
train, basically?
Is that especially interesting to you?
Will I train them?
Yeah, like, what is the appeal to you?
There's an extra bit of excitement in a straight guy that wants to cross over.
Let me ask you the following question. So right now... So pretend that DJ 2000 was, instead of the openly gay man,
yes,
a straight man confused about his sexual identity.
I'm very confused about my identity. I don't know.
I don't
willing to experiment. Would that push you over the edge?
You know, I've been with women my whole life, and there's always been something missing, some element of, oh, I don't know, adventure or...
Does it rhyme with big slab of heat?
Or meat?
Really, I mean, you know, I've always felt like... my virgin ass wasn't experiencing
the
reaming it deserves.
Surely there are scented candles that would take care of that for you, DJ 2000.
That is disgusting. Anyway, so what's the question?
The question is the fact that there's so many, you know, straight guys out there on this campus that, you know, don't realize.
And this year there's so... like, so many more hot guys.
Yeah. So, like, you know, what do we straight girls do about it, you know?
You pray.
Yeah.
Because there's that whole stereotype that if they're good-looking, dress nice, and treat a girl right, and clean, then they're gay.
Then they're gay.
Which is wonderful for me. But
which is a problem for us. You know, they talk about the ratio here, but it's not working.
Drew, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Have you tried going to a computer science graduate student party?
Well, I haven't been invited to one yet. You know, I'm CFA. So.
Which really shoots you down right there.
Hang on.
Hold on a second. Open
invitation. We've got... Actually, stay on the line. We've got numerous requests for you. Are you an actress?
Oh, me? No.
We need... This is an open call to all...
Well, this is serious, actually.
She's a diva.
Okay, very...
Actually, but hold on, this is serious. This show is actually about to start doing sketch comedy.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, but we need actors.
That's because they ran out of ad lib material.
Oh, please. We need actors and actresses.
We need actors and actresses to do it, though. So if anybody is interesting, this is a completely serious.
Serious?
What?
Serious thing, you know?
Yeah, it's totally serious. And we're going to...
Is this a paying job? Or?
No, it's not a paying job.
Oh, God.
Well,
must be a first year.
We'll probably give you Cinnabons and, like, Doritos or whatever, but no actual money.
Okay, that could work. You know, free food. Anything's better than Highlander or anything else here.
Yeah, seriously. I'll bring all the, you know, hot dogs you can eat or whatever.
Hot dogs.
God.
Where should they send mail if they're interested?
Oh, yeah,
Well, if you supply me with some straight, good-looking males, I'd definitely do it, you know.
Well, you and I will, like, have to scratch each other's eyes out fighting for the men, but, you know, if we can get beyond that.
Okay. Well, you know, some of my best friends, you know, they're gay, so, you know, we have that same problem.
Hang on. So you need to leave your email address with our producer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm serious.
Seriously.
So stay on the phone, and producer Kate is gonna if you don't mind, producer Kate's going to jot down your email address, and we'll contact you.
Oh, so I'm done now?
No.
After you're done asking all your probing, insightful questions, make sure you stay on and chat with producer Kate, and she'll get your contact info.
So we are running out of time, though. So if you do have, I'm sure you have an insightful probing question, and let's hear it.
Okay, so Andy,
yeah,
can you give us some like good tips for blowjobs?
Can I give you a good tip for a blowjob?
Yeah, like as the final, like, you know.
Okay.
Let me give you a piece of insight, actually. Andy's the kind of guy that doesn't have to try very hard. Like, it's me who you should be asking for good tips on blowjobs because, like, you know, I'm like Avis. I have to try harder to, like, get my man.
But I give them more often than he does.
Andy's the master.
Oh, please.
Wait, Connor, how do you... I have two questions, things to say. One, an ex-girlfriend of mine claimed to be excellent at blowjobs because she was taught by a gay man.
Uh-huh.
And two, how do you know that Andy's the master?
Everyone knows.
I don't know it.
Andy, come on.
See?
Everyone knows who Andy is.
I doubt that I doubt that the head of the CS department knows.
Well,
you never know.
They could.
You never know.
Andy has his connections, if you know what I mean.
It's all about working on that gag reflex and getting it to go away.
Yes, and that is something thing I heard you can, you know,
breathe
develop.
Through your nose.
Breathe
Make
your
sure
nose.
You breathe
so
through
have
your
you
nose.
Completely eliminated your gag reflex?
Yes, I have none.
And so how did you achieve this?
Actually, you know what? A lot can be done with a Clearly Canadian bottle. Did you ever watch Madonna and Truth or Dare? When,
yes.
Yeah, a lot can be done with that.
So you
and I'm a big Madonna fan, so I totally love that Truth or Dare, and clearly the Canadian bottles are not a problem.
So you practiced with – did you
yeah.
practice a lot?
I mean, you sort of ramp up to like a two-liter Coke bottle?
not for a blowjob.
I'm completely serious. Did you actually practice a bunch of time with inanimate
objects?
Have
I practiced? Yeah.
In order to
– Practice makes perfect.
And you, you haven't right. DJ 2000, the so-called Game Master?
What?
So I've been, you know, I've been working on my gag reflex, and I'm sort of like suppressing it somewhat, but I can't say that I've eliminated it.
Or are you just, leaning on your position as a prominent sex talk show host, improving your relevant skills?
I mean, you know, when you're as multi talented as I am, people come to you. I mean, there isn't a lot of pressure for you to actually improve your own sexual technique.
Okay, hold on. We're running out of time, but I have to give this one last tip.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Make sure to use your hand, because you can hide a lot with your hand, and you can make the guy think that you're going down on him all the way, and it looks like if he's looking down at you, like, if you put your hand by your mouth down at the bottom, it looks like you're going a lot further than you are. You don't have to worry about it.
So just to clarify for our listeners, you've got this, like, open hand in front of your mouth, which is kind of extending.
No, hand grasp
like
around.
Like magic show, kind of like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make it disappear, sweetie.
Sure,
okay.
But I mean, you could just wrap the whole penis in bacon if you didn't want to.
That would be disgusting.
Oh, but that's too much meat, you know.
Okay.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Something tasty.
Yeah. And always, never, like... Always use, like, the hand is really important. You know, like, mm-hmm. if you're doing it, can I say?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure to jack them off at the same time. Use both at the same time.
Okay.
You know?
Wow, I feel very, you know, like I have a lot of knowledge, and I'll be good
well,
to go
well,
tomorrow.
I think we've called our lawyers, and we're working on a deal for a sex talk pamphlet series.
Oh, wow, yeah, that would be really helpful.
Ghostwritten by Andrew.
Yeah, ghostwritten by me.
Andrew, do you think you'd be willing to give, like, fellatio seminars? I mean, I think that a lot of...
Seminars?
I think the economy might be open.
Yeah.
And a lot of... I think that, seriously...
I think if I had the right, you know... What, model to...
Well,
model,
yeah. You know, me, for example.
Okay, we want people to come to this?
Oh.
So... But, I mean,
I'm never going to be asked on here again.
It's sad. There's like, yeah, seriously, you're gonna have to do a lot of, I was going to say a lot of sucking up to me to, like, get back
well,
on the show.
Well, Andy's good at some stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are so many people that need sexual instruction. And
they do.
And,
really
you know, you'd be performing an invaluable public service.
And you do speak from the CS department.
Yeah.
Really, there's a lot of lonely people on this campus that need both sexual instruction and sexual partners.
We'll add her to the CS, the Computer Science Party distribution list.
So next time I come on, I'll do a complete, like, workshop.
Okay.
Yes, a workshop.
Okay. Anyways, caller, I hate to do this, but the show's unfortunately, tragically out of time, and we're going to say goodbye.
Oh.
However, caller, stay on and talk to our producer. Okay,
sure.
Promise? Okay.
I promise.
This has been Sex Talk. You're listening to WRC Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Are we done?
Ah! Hey!